Good morning. This is one day you can say the pastor's all wet and get away with it. Welcome everyone to this very special service. The great commission of the Lord to his church is to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Baptism is a very important part of what it means to make disciples. Note that the making of disciples includes baptism. It's those two things that Jesus specifies. Make disciples and baptize them. The faith process is that of first coming to God in faith and then declaring that faith in Christ by the act of following the Lord Jesus through the waters of baptism and thus identifying with him. He commands us to do so. Through baptism, we identify with him in his death when the candidate is placed under the water. And we identify with him in his resurrection, in the coming up out of the water. And that equals the death to our old self and our desire to be dead to sin and not let it have any more dominion in our lives. An important part of our Christian journey is to identify with Christ in this way. And so we can say, you know, by the grace of God, I want to be dead to sin and alive to Christ. I want to live my life in him, and I want him in me, which is exactly where he is at the moment you bow your head and your heart before him and invite him in to be your Savior. It doesn't mean that we will live the Christian life perfectly or that we won't fail from time to time, but it means that we are committed to living for Jesus. And then we'll come up out of the water, raised to a brand new life, life in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. Christ is within. A songwriter wrote, "New life in Christ, abundant and free. What glory shine, what joys are mine, what wondrous blessings I see. My past with its sin, its searching and strife, forever gone, there's a bright new dawn." Say it with me, the last line. "For in Christ I have found new life." How many of you did not know that verse? Okay, "For in Christ I have found new life." So let's take another run at it. Are you ready? "For in Christ I have found new life." And this pastor at least calls that a yeehaw moment. Okay? The baptism of the believer in Christ is by the command of Christ, the Lord of the church, and Jesus himself was baptized by John the Baptist before he entered his public ministry. Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized, and John was reluctant. He says, "I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me?" And Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness." And there was being established the absolute importance of what's unfolding here this morning, the baptism of the believer. And so John baptized Jesus. And after Jesus came up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and voice came out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased." Never underestimate the significance of baptism and the importance of it in the life of every believer, regardless of their age or past experience. See, baptism is like a seal, signed, sealed, and delivered, if you will. It's a declaration that one is in Christ and that he is in you. It's a marvelous mystery that we speak of, and yet it's true. Baptism is always a special moment. It's special in the life of the believer. It's special in the life of the church. It's special in heaven. You know, heaven watches and rejoices. And this is a very significant moment today for Julia, for Cindy, and Mark, as they publicly declare their faith in Christ and their allegiance to him by coming into the waters to be baptized. Rejoice with them. You're joining with heaven as you do. and sense the Lord's holy presence and the Holy Spirit himself, who now descends upon us and brings to them and to us the Lord's presence and his good pleasure. God, our Father, you are present here. Your Holy Spirit hovers like a dove. All heaven watches today as Julia and Cindy and Mark publicly declare their faith in you. We rejoice with them. And now we pray upon each one of us that a holy hush would just descend as we celebrate today what this means in the lives of our candidates. Spirit of God, may we tune our ears and our hearts to you and to your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I was brought up Roman Catholic and went to church regularly. Of course, I was raised in a Catholic school and believed in the Trinity. However, there never was any mention of having a personal relationship with Jesus as a friend. I first came to this church when Anne invited me to a movie night with her, which I really enjoyed. Sometime later, she asked me if I'd like to attend her baptism. I found everyone to be so warm and welcoming. Anne had mentioned later that if I ever wanted to go to a Sunday service, I was very welcome to go with her. I began attending First Baptist, and after each service, I walked out feeling so much lighter and warmer, and always learning something new. At an Advent service, I began to realize that something had been missing in my life. What struck me so vividly was the cross behind the nativity scene. It made me realize that Christmas was just the beginning, and it's only the small part, really. And in January, I started going to the Bible study on Tuesday night. And during this time, I finally understood what it meant to be born again. I spent time praying and talking to Jesus, knowing for the first time in my life that he was my friend. At the Good Friday service, as I sat and listened to Pastor Edwin, I suddenly felt like someone was holding my hand. It had such a warm feeling, and it reminded me of a little girl when my dad was holding my hand. And that, of course, to me was the safest place of all. That evening, as I was sitting at home praying, it felt like Jesus talking to me, saying to me, I've knocked on your heart. Today, I've held your hand. What more incentive do you need to come to me? You know you want to be baptized. And after that, I went and spoke to Pastor Edwin about being baptized. And today, I have the pride to say that I can declare that Jesus is my full Lord and Savior.
Amen. Julia, on this, your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. I was baptized in the Catholic Church as an infant. Religion was never practiced in my home. My home was an abusive home. As a child, I wanted to follow Jesus, but didn't know how. I did go to church on my own, but never understood their teachings. I wanted Jesus to speak to me, to give me guidance, and to help heal my brokenness. As an adult attending church, I always left feeling like something was missing. I wanted to be closer to God. Since coming to this church for the first time, I feel like I truly belong, and I now feel Jesus speaking to me. I'm not the same broken little girl. I want to be baptized because I have accepted Jesus into my heart. I want to walk with Jesus by my side. I can't do this alone, nor do I want to. And I thank God every day for bringing First Baptist Church and Pastor Smart into my life.
Good morning. My story is broken down into three parts. Looking for Jesus, finding Jesus, and walking with Jesus. I was brought up, as my wife Cindy, I was brought up a Catholic. wasn't practiced that much in my home, but my mom was more stronger in her faith than my father was. And even growing up as a young adult, my mom always told me that I should go to church because life will go better for you and things will be better for you. Even as a young boy, I was an altar boy in the Catholic Church. And I just, as my wife said too, it was just, we just never, after the younger years, after I was, not an altar boy anymore, I was, not really going to church, not following what my heart should have been doing. Now, both my wife, this has all happened to us both at the same time, how we found Jesus is, the story, it's basically is inspired from our son, Josh. He started to, search out his faith, and there's a little bit more of that story. I'll tell that in a minute. But we went to a Catholic church. It was a couple years ago. We started to go to the Catholic church, and just something was missing, and we were confused. And we're not really. I mean, I explain it as we're not really great at learning, a second language, and we were just trying to figure out what scripture meant, and it was just very confusing to us. And we started coming here in January of this year, January of 19, and we are so grateful. Everybody was so welcoming. They continue to be. I mean, I don't know how many hugs I've had in here and how many hands I've shaken, but you guys are awesome. And both Cindy and I, we love all of you for that. And so back to my son, he was, again, like we said, he was, going to a Catholic church. He's in the military, he's in Edmonton, and he was, when he did his first drive out there, because he was back and forth through a plane on flying for a while, he was driving through, he went through to see some of our family in Windsor, and he took the American Way and went through Minnesota, and he went to in St. Paul, Minnesota. He was driving through, and there was this cathedral there. It was the St. Paul Cathedral, and something drew him into going into that church. And he went, he prayed. He walked up to the altar. He prayed. He prayed to God. He prayed to Jesus. He just wanted some help. And then he, continued on, experimenting. He went to the Catholic Church, and then he in Edmonton when he went home there, and then he started to go to a Baptist church, and he started telling us about the Baptist church and how they, he can understand the Bible, better, and this Baptist church that he started to attend is his padre on base. He's the one that recommended to go to my church. He said to him, he said, "Josh, go to my church. This is a great church." So he started to go to this Baptist church. It's called the Steele Heights Baptist Church in Edmonton, northeast Edmonton. And I forgot to tell you, but my son is getting married in August. We're going to Edmonton to the wedding, and he is marrying the head pastor's daughter of that Baptist church. And how amazing is! Oh, we were so excited, and we've met her, and she prayed with us, and it's just an amazing feeling, and we're so happy for them. And they created a blog online for their wedding, and they each told their story, and there's so much reference to the Bible, to God, to Jesus. If any of you here want to see the story, I'd share it with you. I know there's a few of you that we've shared it with already. And Josh's first words for his story was, "The day I met Jessica," which is his fiance, "is the day I met Jesus." And, that's awesome. And so that's the story of that. We thank, I guess it was like maybe 3-4 months ago, after, we were here for a couple months, We talked to him quite a bit on the phone, and we have the speaker on, and we just said, you know, I said, Josh, I said, I just want to thank you. And he's really such an unselfish young gentleman. He said to us, don't thank me, thank God. He said, God is working through me for you guys. And it was that day that I just realized that it is God, it's Jesus, that's who's making things possible, and that's who we give thanks. So I give thanks to, I thank God for all you people here, because, you know, I can thank everyone he is, but it's God that puts you in our lives, and I'm hoping that by him putting us in your lives, you know, you can have the same feeling that Cindy and I have. I just wanted to mention that. And with baptism, this would be part of how I am walking with Jesus. And I always said that nobody is going to come between Cindy and I, but there's an exception, I think. And I think Jesus is right now in the middle of us, and he's got both of our hands, and we're going to walk the rest of our lives with him. And I have accepted Jesus in my heart 100%, and I look forward for this baptism day to be born again, and to not to go through this on our own. We don't have to go through this on our own. Jesus' hand has been out there all along. Now we have grabbed it, and we have accepted Jesus in our heart, and we're ready to go.
Good. So are we. The son that is being talked about flew in from Edmonton for this service, and he's sitting right here in the front seat. Let's give him a wave. Cindy, on this, your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mark, on this, your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Folks, it is a high and holy honor to be known by the name of Christ. That's what Christian means, little Christ. Let no one ever deride or pity or feel you for that, or never feel demeaned by those who would scoff because you're a Christian. You're his. You are Christian. Folks, I want you to hear these words. This is not all what was written in the original version. It's a article written, the definition of a Christian. I have edited it because the original is really quite long, and some words needed to be changed into the modern vernacular so they made sense to us. But hear these words as I read them, and understand a little more what you are as a believer in Christ. A Christian is born of God, engrafted into Christ, and is an inhabitation for the Holy Spirit. His nature is renewed, his mind illuminated, his spirit changed. He is not what he was, for grace has made a difference. He is not what he desires to be, for grace is not yet perfected. He is not what he shall be, for grace shall be made complete in glory. The life of Christ within him is the principle of his being, and because Christ ever lives, he shall live also. In the Christian, Christ lives and speaks and acts. He is Christ's representative on earth, his witness before men, and his follower before God. To know Christ is Christianity intellectual. To obey Christ, Christianity practical. To enjoy Christ, Christianity perfected. As bread to the hungry, as water to the thirsty, as the rock in the sultry day, is Christ to the Christian. The Christian is a man and may err, an imperfect man and may sin, but a renewed man, and shall have his fruits unto holiness, and in the end, everlasting life. The Christian sojourns on earth, but dwells in heaven, a pilgrim in the desert, but an enrolled citizen of the skies. The Christian is the impress of Christ, the reflection of the Father, and the temple of the Holy Spirit. his pedigree from Jehovah, his nature from heaven, and his name from Antioch. Oh, Christian, great is your dignity, resplendent your glory. All things are yours. You are Christ, and Christ is God's. Amen? Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you in the great joy of what it means to know you. Father in heaven, as we prepare to take the bread and the cup, sanctify these things to our hearts today, as by your design, you desire to draw us closer to your heart. Share your heart with us as we share the bread and the cup, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.